You're listening to SBS News.
Defeats for German Chancellor Angela Merkel's centre-right Christian Democrats party in two state elections on Sunday are raising questions over who will succeed her in the national election on September the 26th. The CDU's muddled response to the coronavirus pandemic, supply shortages and a sluggish vaccine rollout, coupled with anger over a face mask procurement scandal, has seen voters use the state elections to vent their annoyance. Popular local governors from parties further to the left have benefited. In Rhineland-Palatinate, the left-leaning Social Democrats came first with 35.5% of the vote ahead of the Christian Democrats. State Prime Minister Malu Dreyer says while she's not convinced local elections have much to do with national votes, she has no doubt it helps.
You know my fundamental position, that I do not think regional election campaigns have a lot to do with general elections. But yes, as I have said before, an election victory of this magnitude gives everyone a vital momentum to the Social Democrats.
Her CDU rival, Christian Baldauf, admitted disappointment.
First of all, I would like to congratulate Malu Dreyer. It is a bitter evening for us. We had hoped for a better result, but that unfortunately didn't happen. The voters decided differently.
In the other state election, Winfried Kretschmann from the Green Party, the governor of Baden-Württemberg state, was also returned as governor. He acknowledged the issues that were concerning voters.
It is not only the coronavirus crisis that demands creativity, prudence and determination from us. We have a year of decisions ahead of us. The big tasks are clear. We have to limit climate change, master the structural change of the economy and defend our liberal democracy.
The CDU's showings of around a quarter of the votes in both electorates are the party's worst since World War II. The CDU's General Secretary, Paul Ziemiak, says voters were not in the mood to change local governments, particularly bearing in mind the popularity of these two governors. But he says it's happened before, and the CDU still ended up as a national government.
We see that the results in the two different regional elections differ a lot. But we see the big support for the incumbent heads of these regional governments, Malu Dreyer and Winfried Kretschmann. Especially in Baden-Württemberg, it is his own personal success. There was no mood for changing parties, insofar as it was a confirmation of the incumbent state prime minister. But I have to add that this wasn't the first time this happened. We saw this in different regional elections as well.
The CDU has seen its national popularity wane from 40% last June, when Germany was widely praised for its response to the coronavirus pandemic, to around 33% this month. Its leaders fear a coalition of parties could gain enough support to leave their party in opposition at a national level. Alan Lee, SBS News.